Big Friday night footy ahead at 7 minutes past seven, and a man who I'm sure would love to be out there. He's holding a soft toy as we speak, just to slightly belie his image as one of the
Sorry, that's Sam Mitchell's kid's toy. I've had to bring it round, and it's a day out. He was a good boy at school or kinder, so they gave it to him as an award. So
right. You'd be pretty happy about that.
That's Luke Hodges' voice, by the way.
Sorry, I jumped in there.
I
had to defend myself on that toy.
Make sure
sorry, Hutto.
It's a good look.
On Twitter. Been a tough week at the club, obviously, Hodgie. How have you, first of all, personally dealt with and the impact of the news from Ruffy?
I guess initially it's shock. Yeah, you see a bloke who has been flying for the last 12 weeks since he had his knee operation. Arguing with the physios that he should be back earlier than what he's supposed to be, what they're saying. Bubbly, yeah, and then all of a sudden you get this news, and it's shock. You sort of don't know what to do, what to say. I was talking to my wife the other night, and you send messages, but you don't know if everyone else is messaging. You want to call, you don't know if everyone else has called. You want to go around there, but you don't know if they want their space. So and that's just that. You sit there and feel how Ruff and Sarah and their family are all going. So. But to Ruff's credit, he came and spoke to the guys less than 24 hours after he found out. And then 48 hours after that, he was in and he was doing a circuit with us yesterday and went for a bit of a run with the fitness staff today. So he understands it was a massive shock, but he's got to sort of move on and do what he can.
Just take us through how the news was received. Did the players find out individually or were they told as a group? What were the circumstances of it?
It was different. The majority of the group were told when Ruff, we were all called into a meeting after Tuesday training, and Ruff, it was a super effort by him. Sort of get up there, and obviously it took a little while. It was very emotional for him, for the players, for all the staff in there as well. Ruff spoke, and then obviously Ruff left, and the doctor, Michael McDeesey, who's also been sensational, went through just the players, so they had a bit more of an understanding of what Ruffy obviously first went through and then what he's going through now and what's going to happen. But after he found out on Monday, a lot of the senior guys in the leadership group got told. Clarko gave us a call and just sort of mentioned what Ruffy's going through. And obviously Louis drove back out to the club where a few of the other senior staff members and all that were with Ruffy and Louis and Fags and Clarko on that.
With the younger players, Hodgie, you'd obviously know a lot of them pretty close to Ruffy. He's a popular player, popular teammate. Have you spent a lot of time with those younger players and just trying to keep an eye on them and see how they're dealing with what's going on?
Yeah, we spoke to them and just sort of said, just had our little groups and just sort of said, hey, there's obviously, asked the question, did you have any questions for us? Just so, because we obviously knew about it a lot earlier and obviously had spoken to the doctors and this and that. So they were the same as how we were when we first found out and probably how everyone out in the public. You don't know what to think. You don't know what questions you ask. You don't know until you actually sit back and it sinks in a little bit. So we've had a pretty good... Our doctor's been fantastic at talking to the whole group, but also we've had little groups where you just sort of have a chat and have any questions, but the boys have been pretty comfortable, I guess, since seeing Ruffy rock up on Thursday. Right, he was his normal self. He was bubbly. He was in the circuit. He was... stuff around with the boys.
That makes it almost more unreal, I imagine.
Yeah, I guess them seeing Ruffy like that, it's like, it's still the same old Ruffy. Yeah. Obviously, he's going to go through a difficult 3, 6, 12 months.
Was that the moment where you went, that him being there saying, all right, the show must go on, or was it you speaking or Clarko speaking that, look, Ruffy's going through that, we're going to support him, but at the same time, we have a job to do?
A little bit of Clarko talking, but also Ruff getting there and playing basketball and doing all the stuff on Thursday. The boys saw that before training, and I guess it was move on. And Clarko spoke to the guys about, some shocking news, but Ruff's not a person who... He's that focused on us winning tonight. Just move on with it and play football. What happens in the next 6 to 12 months is going to happen, but right now, just move on.
You mentioned Louis, Jordan Lewis, before. It was amazing... performance by him, I thought, on 360. He was probably still in shock, but it was incredible to watch.
Yeah, it was, and I've known Louis for a long time, and I've never seen him. He's not the most emotional person. No. He's a country boy. He's pretty thick-skinned. If he has an argument with someone, they'll think about it for a while, and he'll just move on as if, yep, no problems. Water for ducks back. But that had changed him. Ruffy and Louis have known each other for a long time. Very, very close. Best men at each other's wedding. And for him to go and speak after seeing how he was earlier on that Tuesday, for him to go and speak how he did, I thought it was a fantastic. Not only shows his maturity, but it also shows the passion that he's got for Ruffy and how good a mate they are.
I suppose part of you guys must think it probably took that moment when Ruffy himself said, we've got to get on with the show, for you to feel like legitimately you can do that without appearing insensitive. Like, did part of you sort of need to hear it from him that it's okay to get on with the footy?
Yeah, that was a big point. Our doctor was really good. Our doctor spoke to us and said, everyone reacts to these situations differently. A lot of people get emotional. A lot of people get emotional because it brings back thoughts of family members that have been through the same thing. A lot of people just hold it in tight and it comes out later on. So however different people have reacted, the doctor actually warned everyone just to sort of say, hey, just pull back, let them deal with it themselves. And as you said, Ruffy coming out Thursday, the boys are like, well, we'll have a bit of fun with him and just treat him as normal, because he's treating us. He's still teasing everyone else like he has beforehand and still talking rubbish on the basketball court like he normally does.
How did you handle it last year? I mean, obviously, it wasn't, or it didn't appear to be as serious at that time as what it is now. But then you also had the Cooper Ratton situation. So you've had a fair bit of trauma to deal with.
Yeah, we have. And I think that's where the doctor's really good about everyone treats and reacts differently to this. One thing that it does open up is the amount of support that the footy community does have. If you saw it with the Rat's son passing last year, to people from Melbourne Football Club, because he was assistant there, from Carlton, from Hawthorn, from the AFL in general, everyone sort of banded together to throw support, and it just sort of shows how caring everyone is. And then you look at the messages for Ruffy throughout the week. You see, it was pretty much someone from every team, players from every team, but also staff, supporters out there, and Ruffy feels a little bit embarrassed by it, because he just wants it to him to go through unnoticed and just go about his business. But he's appreciated all the messages and kind words from people.
What about tonight, Hodgie? We've heard about the Hawks' demise, and it's all over for you this year. But win tonight, and you're a game clear in fourth.
Yeah, but I think that's football this year. I think the AFL will be absolutely wrapped with how the competition's turned out. You look it through and you look at GWS, who are going to be a star for the next 10 years, star team. They handed us a massive lesson, and you've got a smile on your face, you being assistant coach
up
there.
We just spoke to their coach, who reckons they're a long way off.
Mate, they're going to be a powerhouse, and it's all thanks to their defensive coach. I'm not sure that's Maxie, but you look at the competition is so even. You look at teams at Richmond, who have struggled to get a win, come out and beat Sydney last week. We've had a couple of losses, and we've had a couple of close wins that we probably should have lost. So, we're a game away from fourth if we win tonight. But tell you what, the competition, it's that even. It's going to be up and down for every team throughout the rest of the year.
To that end, I want to ask you about the on-field ramifications of not having Ruffy, because I think it's fair to say that even you guys probably would have thought, when you knew he was going to miss the first half, you might have coped a bit better than you have. And just having a, I've had a look in the numbers the last few days, and it's not just his goal output. You've lost the goals he creates for the other forwards that you're not going to get from Sicily and O'Brien, regardless of how well they've played. Plus his midfield work, you know, he wins clearances. I think he averaged fifth for contested ball and clearances for you guys, even better than Sean Burgoyne. So yep. You're now looking at being without that for the whole year. I think a lot of people would say that is the difference between you guys being able to win it or not. Where are you going to find that contribution elsewhere?
I think that's the positive about our affiliation with Box Hill. We've had blokes playing at Box Hill for 3, 4, 5 years, just chomping at the bit to get their opportunity. We lost some pretty important people in 2014 when I think Mitch did his hammy, Lakey did his calf, Cyril did a severe hammy, Gibbo tore his bicep, all in the space of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that gave Gus Littleton a chance. It gave Timmy O'Brien a chance to come in. Mitch Hallahan at that stage came and played a few games. Will Langford got his opportunity at that stage. So we've had blokes playing Box Hill that are just waiting for their bit. Timmy O'Brien's in now. James Sicily is back in and starting to look consistent after he's played. I think he's played a handful of games now, probably 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So that's the bonus part, is we're just waiting for the next young guy to come in, play his role. We're not expecting him to be awesome or to be a massive standout. Just play your role, and we expect with our forward line and our midfield that someone will bob up and do the job week in, week out.
When are you back?
Not rushing. I'm 2.5 weeks post-op. So I'll start running outside next week. I'll start running the Ultra G this week, but probably looking maybe a week or maybe 2 weeks prior to the bye. So it's, yeah, it's sort of come back in and get a bit of fitness up. I've sort of with the broken arm now, the knee, the body hasn't had much fitness for the last 15 weeks.
I was
going to
say,
so.
The body hasn't been injury-free for about, what, 2 years now, has it?
No, 2012 was a bad, I think I missed about 15 games that year, but I've been... last year was only missed through suspension, not so much injury.
So that was the mind, not the body.
Yeah, that was the mind needing a rest. But yeah, so this pre-season, but that's, if you play football for long enough, you're bound to have a few injuries here and there, and they've both been contact ones, obviously the arm and then how I landed against GWS. So speaking to the doctors and physios, they're very confident, get a bit of work into the body and should be right for the second half.
Last one, are you even amazed by the longevity that yourself and Mitch and Burgoyne, I mean, you can really see any signs of decline?
Not really, just the fact that how Clarko came to us, he spoke to me mid-2008 and said, you're playing midfield, I want to move you to half back. And my mindset was, no, you're not. I'm a midfielder, I want to play midfielder. That's where the heat is, that's where you want to be known as a midfielder. And he sat me down and said, we believe we'll have more longevity of your career, not getting bashed from pillar to post week in, week out. We believe we'll be a better side with you at halfback, rotating with Mitch. Mitch has done it the last 3 or 4 years, and that's the reason why, for longevity. And if you've been able to have 3 or 4 games without getting smacked, then it's obviously going to hold you in good stead for the next year and the coming year. So that's why you might see Mitch. He'll start in the middle tonight, but I'll be surprised if you don't see him float across halfback at some stage as well. And then you'll see Shawnee go into the middle.
Just a quick one. Has your midfield time gone up in finals?
Towards the end of the season, yeah, you sort of rotate around, and then towards the end of the season, you get a bit of fitness, and the body's normally fairly prime for that time of year.
Yeah.
Great to have you with us in such traumatic circumstances. As you said, you've got to move forward now. It starts with the match tonight. Good luck for your own recovery. Thanks for being with us.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.